100,000 American children were at risk of being trafficked every year. Ann Wagner stood up and passed a bill, the SAVE Act, that protects women and children from online sex trafficking and puts traffickers in jail. Ann Wagner for Congress, the leader we can trust.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
It's the most important thing when you're working on your house, construction sites, bar mitzvahs, charity events. I'm talking about, where are your guests going to go to the bathroom? You need to make sure you call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. At R&R Sanitation, they're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. That's important because they take care of their customers. They'll drop it off and pick it up at a moment's notice. If you need it on the corner of a parade route, R&R Sanitation will do it. If you need it on top of, say, a bridge that's being built over the Mississippi River, R&R Sanitation will drop it off on top of that bridge. Construction sites, weddings, anniversaries, bar mitzvahs, work done on the house. The most important thing, the porta potty. 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation, the only local union company on the Missouri side of the river. They're less expensive, they're bigger, their service better, they're just better. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
You're about to have all your problems, your technical problems, disappear. All that stuff that's been driving you crazy, you can't get that thing to do whatever it's supposed to do, and you know what I'm talking about. Maybe it's your phone, maybe it's your television, maybe it's your computer, maybe it's the confusion of having to figure out which one to buy. That's not an easy thing either. We're going to take care of all that because it's time for Tech Talk with Jose Hernandez, and here's how it works. I give you numbers, you call. You get on the screen, first come, first serve. He does a monologue, and then we take your calls, and it's free advice. The kind of advice that you only get free if you have kids, because kids know all this stuff. I call my daughter every time I get frozen or locked up on something and can't get to the next thing. I call her, and in about 20 seconds, it's done. If I can't get her, I call my adopted son, Jose Hernandez, Jose Pinion. He becomes at that moment, and you have a chance to get free advice from him. Here's the number. Here are the numbers. I would call now if I were you because they always load up. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or secondary number if you can't get through on that one, 888-550-KTRS. And Jose's brought to you by OREC and the locally owned and operated OREC Home Care Centers. Yes, the vacuum cleaner people, but where do you see all the other great products? Affordable products, quality products. OREC is proud to present Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing well. As you know, I'm an Apple guy, and I have an iPhone. I don't like the new software update, but I don't think I've liked any of the last three updates.
No.
Once I update it, I go, why did you do this? I liked it before. And now I have to relearn things and figure things out. So I'm starting to lean toward the 6 Plus, the iPhone 6 Plus. I figure
the big one.
I'm due, and if I'm going to get it, why not just – I'll have to see them next to each other. I'll have to see mine, the 6, and the 6 Plus, and we'll go from there. Other than that, I don't really have anything. Peon says he didn't send it to me, so somebody using his name sent me yesterday an email – and it was essentially a link to a site about a company that makes a cell phone that is just a cell phone. It's a keypad, and you send and receive calls. You can't text. Nothing. In fact, it doesn't even have a contact list. It doesn't store numbers. That's the part I don't like, because we've gotten to the point now, we don't know anybody's number. I used to know lots of numbers.
Yeah, I saw the article, but yeah, I didn't send it to you. But it looks like
it got emailed to me from you if you didn't actually send it.
It looks like a pager, though, doesn't it?
Where yes,
it has
it
the pager screen
yes.
on the end. That's the only screen it has.
Right.
Is,
and I like the idea, but the truth is, if somebody wants a phone to just be a phone, just get the least expensive cell phone and don't use the other stuff.
You can still buy flip phones, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still basic ones to buy.
But any phone, I think, now will let you text. But just don't do it. If you don't want to text, don't text. That's it. Use it. Make calls. Receive calls. But I didn't like the fact that it wouldn't let you store numbers because, really, how many numbers, if you're out somewhere and you have, let's say, a semi-emergency and you need to call your kid. My wife couldn't tell you, I don't think she could tell you any of our kids' cell phone numbers. She just goes to her phone, opens it, and goes, Adam, Amanda, Austin.
Right.
So I didn't like that. Other than that, I guess it makes sense. I'm still a jitterbug fan for older people. Bigger numbers, bigger buttons, bigger readout. And for older senior citizens, it's a great phone called the Jitterbug by the Great Call Company. Peon, did you have anything? Dan, did
I
you
didn't.
Have anything? All right.
No.
Then we will get to our calls once we hear from this man, Jose Hernandez.
You know, the younger generation, when they did remember phone numbers, remembered them in the pattern of the touch tone.
It was more about feel
right.
than it was
when
numbers.
You thought of a number, and it was the pattern you used to dial it.
Yeah. When I was in my 30s, I prided myself on all the numbers. I remember my boss one time. And any time you do anything and impress your boss, you feel like the king of the world when you're going from work that day. And he would call me in and go, what's the number of that name of that company that we use? And I go, 314-8 for doing it. He go, boy, you sure do have a great mind for remembering numbers. And I'll never forget that he was impressed by that. Now I can't do it because I don't have to do it. And then you had no choice. What do you have, Jose?
The Oklahoma court has ruled that notifying your baby daddy by Facebook is not legal.
It's not?
No. This is in the state of Oklahoma. You are required to notify the father of a child so that he can determine whether he wants to keep or abandon his parental rights if the mother is going to give it up for adoption. Well, they had a young lady who said she sent a Facebook message after a brief sexual relationship to the father of the child. He said he didn't get it and didn't find out that he had a child till a week after the birth, and the mom had already given the child up for adoption. So they went to court, and Oklahoma court said, nope, Facebook is not a legal way of notifying baby daddies.
Well,
but they're going to be daddies.
What is a legal way?
I guess you have to send them a certified letter.
Okay, that's the only way you can prove that they opened it and received it.
Right.
Okay.
The second one is Facebook. Interesting Facebook news. An appeals court in Georgia is found guilty parents of a seven-year-old boy who created a Facebook profile of one of the female classmates. It was a derogatory profile. It was brought to the attention of the school by the parents. But then it took 11 months later to get it brought down. And so the court says that the parents were responsible after they notified the school for having supposed to remove that Facebook profile. What's interesting is it took 11 months, and only when the girl's parents were getting ready to go on national television did Facebook decide to say, we probably should take that down.
I know this makes me I don't know what the word would be, but I still don't have a Facebook page for myself, and I don't know why I would. I don't know. I still don't know that I understand two things. One, you wanting to know everything about everybody else. And two, you thinking everybody else wants to know everything about you.
You wouldn't like it at all.
No, I don't think you would have any interest.
My kids say the same thing. They go, Dad, don't ever do it. You'd hate it. You're right. You'd hate it.
And how about your wife?
I'm just too. No. You know what? She has toyed with the idea because she would like to find. My wife was in a drum corps in high school. You know that?
Yeah.
She was a color guard, or she carried a flag or something. She'd like to find and locate a couple of people she was in there with, and I guess it would be good for that.
But and she'd also
the downside is it's like an out of control thing, a monster. Once it starts, you may want to use it for just a couple of things, but now you get all these so and so wants you to, what's the term,
Friend request.
Friend request. I get them all the time. I just delete them because I don't have a page, and I don't want to be on your page. I still don't get it. I'm just a real private, sort of reclusive kind of person. I don't This sounds horrible, but if I went to school with you, I don't care what you're doing now. I don't care where you are, and I don't care if you're married, divorced, gay. I don't care.
And being grandparents, a lot of grandparents like to post grandkids on their online with pictures and all this
and
stuff.
Brag to other, okay. I get that.
But it gives other family members that have Facebook pages.
If I were 35, I'm sure I'd be doing it.
Well, and
you can control who
your son and grandson live out of town, so you could see if they post, you know, you could see pictures that
but
they
would.
But
we see pictures every day.
Exactly.
They
there are other ways
us
to.
Pictures.
Yeah.
I don't need that Facebook page. Sorry, Jose.
That's
go
okay.
Ahead.
Last but not least, Apple Pay is now available. It's a new mobile payment system. They currently work with three major credit cards, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, 220,000 locations. They say you're going to need an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus with the latest iOS, which is 8.1. The new iPad Air 2 and the iPad Mini 3 have the capability to use it. You just can't go to retail stores and use it like you'd swipe a credit card. You can only use it for in-app, like if you're buying something on Target. You can use it.
Would you tell me if you agree with me on this? Advice to people for the holidays who are thinking about upgrading or getting a new phone. Always better to have more storage than not enough.
Absolutely.
Pay for the extra gigabytes. Because if you have kids and you're doing the whole Facebook, I'm telling you, in no time, you'll eat up. This 16 gig thing doesn't cut it. And that's the mistake I made. And the next time, I'm going to get the 32 or even 64. Again, like anything else, better to have too much available space.
Well, the update, the new iOS that Apple sent out was so big that it couldn't go on some phones.
And I couldn't update it until I deleted almost my entire photo library.
Right.
Because it needed more space than I had. Perfect example.
Yeah.
So I'd say to you, if a couple of $100 is the difference between what you're getting and what you could get for more, bite off the 200 and get more gigabytes.
Televisions is the same advice. No one's ever, I've given advice on television sets. No one ever has come back and said, you know, that's just too big.
Well, let's put it this way. It's like a garage. Have you ever heard anybody say, we just have too much garage space? Never. I don't care if you have a 2-car garage or 3-car garage. It's never enough. So get more gigabytes. That's my advice. You ready?
Please.
All right. We have calls. Last time to give the number. I see one line you can sneak in on. And that's about it. Jump on it. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with, I believe, Tommy. Tommy, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Tommy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. I have a problem. My laptop, I was using it, and it's about 5 years old. It's a Hewlett-Packard, and it just went blank. It just died. And I don't know if it's worth it to try to take it somewhere to see what's wrong with it, or if I should just get a new one.
Can I ask Tommy a question? Tommy, on an average week, how many hours of pornography do you say you watch?
You know, I really don't.
You can't even
just
count
average.
It? Average. Yeah. Just take an average. What do you think? 10 hours, 50 hours?
Zero.
Zero.
Oh,
I'm not. Very
well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Tommy, are there files on there that you want to recover?
Yes. There's some pictures and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Porn.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you. The 5 years old is probably not what the replacement parts. If you could find them, are probably going to be more expensive. By the time you pay labor to have them installed versus just purchasing a new one with a warranty?
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
And the place you would get the new one from should have the ability to transfer. If the hard drive isn't damaged in your old one, it should be able to transfer all your pictures and personal folders, files, documents, those kind of things from your old one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Right, Tommy, thank you. Thanks for listening. Okay.
All right. Bye.
I like Tommy's voice. She sounded nice. This is Randy. Randy, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Randy.
I'm AM in the PM.
There you are. Thank you.
You guys have been talking about the upgrades and all the problems with my wife, and I don't have the same relationship I have with my wife that Frank has with his wife.
So. Well, who does?
She has upgraded her, I think it's a 5, and she can see her audiobooks, but she can't play them.
Okay.
They're up on the cloud and sort of going to the Genius Bar. I figured I'd call the real Genius and find out what the solution might be.
Whoa, there's a compliment. Well, now you can't let him down now.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but that's a new one on me for Apple. Does she use iTunes to access them?
Yes.
Well, I know iTunes just released a brand new version. I think it's 10 or 12 is out now. I've read a report, I would presume, in the last couple of days.
Okay. She can see them on her phone. She clicks on them. They pop up like they're going to play, and then they go back into the file.
The first thing I would try, if it were me, is I would uninstall iTunes and then go back to the App Store and reinstall it.
Okay.
And see if that'll find them and start working. Other than that, yeah, you're going to have to talk to one of the geniuses at the Genius Bar.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Okay.
But by the way, I know Jose's not a big Apple fan, but I got to tell you something. Every time I've ever gone into an Apple store, man, those people are more than helpful. I mean, they really...
Customer service is excellent.
They got it right in the customer service department. This is Phil. Phil, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. This is Phil. I'm Amon's here.
That's why we said hello, Phil. What's up, Phil?
So what is it with this piece of crap, iOS 8?
thank you.
One of the iPads, I think it was iPad 3 with the one that, with the first Retina display, and I upgraded to this new operating system, and I have to reboot my iPad probably two or three times a day, whereas before I could go months and months without having.
No, I'm with you. I hate that 8. I can't stand it.
Is there a solution, or do we have to wait, or what?
I've heard a lot of complaints about the latest release of it. Presumption always has been that Apple releases it and then finds out what some of the problems are that they didn't initially know or test for, and they'll have another release that'll correct those. So I would presume that you're not alone and that Apple will here shortly have an update, perhaps 8.1, that'll fix those problems.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Right.
Thank you, Phil. And here's Tim. Tim, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. I'm A.M. in the P.M.
Wow, listen, he says it slowly, deliberately, and proudly. What's up, Tim?
Well, I have a Samsung flip phone that is slowly dying out. I'm on my second battery on it, and my dear children are trying to get me to upgrade to a smartphone.
Okay.
And I was just wondering. I have a nephew that works for the Apple folks.
Yep.
Here in town, and I was wondering which of those you would want to suggest or recommend to someone that's not very tech savvy. I use 1938 typewriters and I'm an antique aircraft restoration kind of a guy, so I'm real low tech. But something that I might be able to use, pick up on, and use in a reasonable period of time, with the help of some of the family members.
Sure.
Which one would you recommend? Because they're a real, real big deal. But Dad, you got to get rid of your flip phone. So.
the survey of the room. Dan, you have a new one. What did you get?
I have a Note 3, a Samsung Note 3. I love it.
Ian?
HTC M81,
which is an Android product. Frank?
And I'm an iPhone guy. You said, Tim, that your nephew works for Apple. I would think your nephew would be the one to steer you to the right one. No,
well,
he knows you better than we do, you know.
Well, it's one of those things where I'd like to make sure that I'm making the right decision, obviously.
And let me ask you a question. Do you with a flip phone, do you text even at all now? You don't even text?
Not at all.
Oh,
not
so he's really ground zero.
It's a phone.
Okay.
It is my phone. I don't have a hardwired phone. I just use it as a phone, period. That's it.
And it works all right?
But he wants to get beyond. He wants to move on to texting, and his kids want him to.
Oh.
Man, I just think...
I would think, Tim, being at ground zero like you are, either direction you'd want to go. The Android direction is sort of an open, free source area, and the Apples tend to be more closed source. You're more in a structured environment. It sounds like the support system you're going to have is Apple-based. So on that, I would recommend that you end up getting an Apple.
And most people also say the Apple products are more user-friendly. They really are better for people who don't do the things he doesn't do.
Right.
And just
well, I need something that's very intuitive. Before I had my Samsung phone, I had a different phone that was very intuitive to me, but it worked really well. But I was just wondering, most intuitive sort for, a baby boomer sort, of my type that I might be able to get in there and be able to make things happen. So that's what I was asking.
Tim, who's your service provider?
AT&T.
Go to an AT&T store because they sell both. They sell Apples and Android products.
There you go. Yeah.
And just lay them out in front of you and see which one you like the best.
There you are. That's a great answer. That's why he's the wizard.
All right. God bless and keep you all. And thank you very much for your service. I really appreciate it.
Good luck, Tim. Good luck, Tim.
Bye.
And before we break away, I want everybody to just stop and think about what he just said. Thank you for your service. Hmm. We're public servants. Not one of us in this room is doing this for the money. Money is not even secondary to us. So please never forget that. Hit the theme music, if you would, please. And the biggest giver of all when it comes to that service is Jose Hernandez, even to the point that when this segment is over, he's still waiting to help you by email. Here's his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. That goes to him and to him only. Shoot him a note, and I know from what people have written to me that if at all possible, he will get back to you and try to help you. Other than that, you wait till next week, same time, same station. Give it up for Jose Hernandez. Thank you, Jose.
Good day, everybody.
Jose brought to you, of course, as we said, by Oreck and the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. They are terrific stores with lots of very nice, affordable products to make your home a better place. And now, John Londoff, who Dan and I just visited a mere couple of hours ago. We were up
at the dealership. It just seems like minutes.
Up at the dealership and witnessed a fender bender, an accident right there in front of us.
I can still smell you guys in my office.
What does that mean?
Oh.
What does that mean? Well, isn't that nice?
We didn't have anything.
Boy, isn't that nice?
I don't know. Must have been your cologne, Frank.
I'm not wearing any cologne.
I wore cologne.
I'm not wearing cologne.
Oh, there's
talking to Frank. Dan, I'm talking to the boss right now, trying to butter up a little bit.
I'm wearing no cologne, so Dan, it had to be your cologne.
Maybe it's just your natural scent.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
That's probably it. So things looked fairly busy when we were there today.
Very busy.
Yeah.
Very busy.
That's a good thing.
Those nice folks waited, half an hour since it was just a little fender bender. We told the police, don't hurry to get here. The people demanded that a police officer, one of the finest Florissant PD, show up. And he said, okay, folks, exchange information, which is exactly what our people said. Just exchange your information. If you want, we'll go inside. We'll make copies for you because neither one of them were going to move their car. I'm not moving my car until the police get here. There wasn't even any damage on the vehicles.
But John, you really do need to consider my suggestion. And that is, after I saw that, I thought, hey, what if you hired a guy in a kind of a beat-up older car to bang into customers who came in to look around and act like it's an accident, and then they go, well, while you're here, your car's already got a dent, don't you? How about looking at this new
car?
Just trade it in. Yeah.
Really, do you really think that we would do something like that?
Yes. No, of course not.
Of course not.
It's just... It's sort of
something
like
humorous to
look.
Say.
It's like when I told Schaefer they need to buy the used snowmaking and ice machines from Hidden Valley and throw some ice or snow down on the roads in certain intersections, and people slide into each other, and make sure it happens right near Schaefer Auto Body location. That's just how I think. I'm always kind of thinking on.
He's a marketing genius.
Trying to drum up business. Yeah,
you are. You're unbelievable. The things you come up with amaze me.
Wait till you get the first draft of my kid's book I'm writing.
I can't wait.
No, I'm serious. I've got the illustrator, and we're going to do a kid's book. I'm sick and tired of all these famous people, just because they're famous, all of a sudden now they write kids' book. I've got kids, I've got a grandson, and I'm telling you, I when they were little, I never read to them. I made up the stories, and I think that I am capable of cranking out a kid. My wife read to our grandson last week a book called Goodnight Moon, and apparently this is a very popular that book I could have written in 10 minutes, the whole thing. It's as thick as a piece of toilet paper. There's nothing to it. It's a few lines, and I thought, I can do this. And so I have the basic idea. I will sit down probably before the week is over, knock it out, give it to Guy, do the illustration, and I will be happy to see that you get one of the very first copies signed,
autographed
to you from me.
That is unbelievable.
One of,
That's going to be called, I think it's going to be called run. Let's All Jump.
Let's all jump. What?
Let's All Jump by Franco Pena.
Let's All.
I don't want to reveal too much, but it would start something like, let's, and each page is a different animal, and it's how they get around, how they move from place to place in life. And you open it up, and there's a kangaroo. And it says, let's all jump, said the kangaroo. I like it so much, it's all I do. I'm not giving you any more. That's all I'm giving you. Wow.
That's heartwarming.
And then there's a picture of a giraffe. And the giraffe says something like, I don't jump, never jump at all. I don't have to because I'm so tall.
Oh, wow. Oh man. Boy. Stop there. You're.
And then this picture of a rabbit. The rabbit says, jump. Are you kidding? Everyone should hop. I do it all the time. I never stop.
Oh. What about a frog?
I've got turtle in there. I've got everybody. I've got a snake in there. Jump, are you kidding? I never jump at all. I get around with a simple crawl. That's
whoa.
A snake. Yeah.
Wow. You're writing the book right now.
I'm writing it.
They
as I
just
speak.
Keep coming.
I can't help it.
You
can't
stop, can
I'm
you?
I'm telling you, this is going to be a
it's
huge.
It's like eating. Sometimes
oh,
you just
you know
can't
what?
Stop eating.
No. Oh, you know what? Wow. Now you did it. You had to do it. You just can't stop, can you? Just like eating.
No, but that's not.
You meant I can't stop eating. You saw me today. Once again, you realized I'm heavier than you are.
You look great today.
No. I know what you just did.
You look great and you smell good.
I know what you just did.
I did.
And
there goes your signed first copy.
And it hurt.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It hurt a lot.
You know what I witnessed, and I wish I was videotaping or even taking a picture. John tried to hug Frank when we walked in.
What do you mean tried to?
How'd that go?
He did hug him.
What do you mean tried to?
Yeah,
awkward.
He hugged him. It was
not awkward.
Nobody got a picture of it?
You didn't push away.
I did not get a picture of it, and Frank was
turning
his
head. You didn't turn away. I mean, you didn't, like, come jumping right into me, like a lot of the guys do, a lot of people do. But
a lot of guys jump right into your arms? Is that what you're saying?
Wow. No, there's nothing wrong with a man hug, you know?
Well, we spend too much time talking about this.
Really there's nothing wrong with a woman hug either. A lot of customers like a
hug. I want people to notice, anybody that meets you at the dealership, and lots of people do, look at this man's shirts, his white shirts. Honest to goodness, Dan, did it look like the shirt had ever been worn before? I said, what do you wear, a shirt once and throw it away? And he said, no. That he.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I've never seen such a perfectly iron starched, that shirt collar, that's when you have to, if you're going to have
to. You're kind of digging what I was wearing today.
No, but what I was thinking was, if I ever have to dress
up,
I'm going to find out who does your shirt if I ever have to wear a tie again, and I hope I never, ever do.
You know, I wear a tie at least 3 days out of the week in honor of my dad. That man would gussy up. He looked like $1 million all the time. And he has so many great lines. But someone would say, man, Mr. Long, you look great today. His comeback would be, come on, tell me something I don't already know.
That's great.
And there's an art to tying a knot. I know there's a double Windsor and there's a couple of names for them. I was never able to do that perfect knot and the everything about the collar. Some guys, your dad could do that. That knot was awesome.
I could tie a tie with my eyes closed. Yeah. You know, I don't need a mirror. I mean, I just do it quick and I've been putting ties on since I was 16, 17.
You know, it takes me about 8 tries. Here's what happens. I go to tie it, and I realize that back piece that's supposed to be shorter is longer than the front. Then I have to start over, and then it's too short.
I know.
And then the long piece is way down below your belt. I hate it. It's trial and error, and then finally, after about 8 tries, I go, okay, this is acceptable. I'll go with this.
And then you look at yourself in the mirror, and you're like, man, I like what I see.
No, I go, I'm too fat to wear a tie.
I like what I see.
No, I think I'm too fat to wear a tie. That's
no,
what I think.
Not.
Ties are for slim guys because the tie should fall straight down.
You look great.
Oh, good night.
Let's talk about some AM and the PM customers.
Let's do.
Unbelievable people. Angela Cashmere.
What a name.
That's a movie
Angela
star.
Angela Cashmere. Now, that is an AM and PM listener.
That is a movie star name.
Oh, and she's beautiful. And St. Peter's, Missouri, came all the way from beautiful St. Peter's, grew up in North County. Her mom and dad. Now, Angela bought the vehicle from me, but mom and dad are going to buy a vehicle. Joyce and Glenn, her mom and dad are just, you know what? It's what I love about this business. You never know. I meet somebody here, they're buying a vehicle, and you just become friends, and they were just so delightful. Her father, Angela Cashmere's father, Glenn Cashmere, they've been married 56 years, he and his wife Joyce. He says, I'm 72. I'm like, no, you're not. This guy looked like he was maybe 52. He's in great shape. He's like, I should come sell cars for you. I'm like, start right now. It's just funny. That's like all the AM and the PM customers, but they sat in my office and we talked for about a half an hour. So
whose is that beautiful voice I hear? Why, that's one of our customers, Angela Cashmere.
Hey.
Was that from your children's book?
No, it's a different book.
No, that would be from his adult book.
I'm going to write another kid's book called My First Car.
Oh, I would love that one.
Yeah, I'll work you in there, too.
No, you're the best.
John wants you to write an adult book. What was the name of your kid's
It'll
book?
It'll be for Little
Let's All
Let's
Jump.
All Jump.
Let's All Hump for the adult book.
See, that's, that's not nice.
Well,
no, I agree. That's out of line.
Yeah, yeah,
out
of crossing place. The line.
It, crossing the line.
And we're talking about Angela Cashmere, and you come up with that.
It'll be my first car, and you open it up, and it'll be a little bitty kid, and he'll say something like, I know my first car is a long time away, but I know it'll come from Landoff Chevrolet.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
On fire today.
Yeah, I am on fire. I got a whole library in my head.
Someone bring me some Kleenex. I'm tearing up on that one. I'm telling you what, that was beautiful.
Thank you, John.
Oh, my goodness. And I called you today when I had Tom Addenbrook, Addenbrook.
That's right.
Tom Addenbrook.
That's right.
He lives like right next door to a Chevy dealership out in St. Charles, St. Peter's area, and he drove here, the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, did you hear him? He said what a great experience, greatest experience ever that he's ever had buying a car.
I spoke to him. I think he should drive that Landoff Chevy right up to that next-door neighbor and show it to him and go, look what I got and look where I got it.
I
passed
guy.
Right by you to go to a better place.
He just retired September the 22nd, so happy retirement. It's a retirement gift to himself, a Chevy Impala. And
good for you, Tom.
Mike Franklin and Kirk Wallace and Mike P. The whole crew took care of. My son brought him up to say hello. John Landoff the third, working the new car desk, working deals, shaking hands, meeting people. The kid's a natural.
Is Angela Cashmere a listener?
Angela Cashmere is a listener.
Well, I love that name.
Oh, that's a great name, isn't it? She's just great smile, and her mom and dad are just adorable. And thank you to Tom Addenbrook for his purchase and his great kind words about the team here at Landoff Chevrolet. And I got to tell you about somebody from Tennessee.
Right.
They listen online, okay?
Good for them. I was born
in
Tennessee.
New Colorado, driving in tonight. Oh, and he's from Clarksville, Tennessee.
I saw Colorado sitting right there by the
good
right outside the service.
Yeah.
That
story.
Was an awesome
good
looking
story.
Truck.
Is that a great story?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, got John doing it now, Dan.
Thanks, John.
For those who didn't hear Dan's great story, it went something like, I saw Colorado.
I saw one right outside the
storyteller.
You know how to take a segment like this and just absolutely
spin it into gold.
It was a beautiful truck.
It just takes off, Danny. Just takes off.
Clarksville, Tennessee, and they're driving up from Tennessee
to buy a Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Colorado.
That's loyalty.
And Dan, I'm glad you got to see you and Frank got to see the Colorado because
Frank didn't see it, but.
It was sitting
right Dan saw it.
I saw it, but no, you guys, just take the knife out of my back.
Dan, okay. Dan, he's the boss. Frank saw the Colorado. Frank is all-seeing, all-knowing.
Wow.
aren't you?
You got that right. I saw the duck call on your desk. How far away from where are we from season?
Oh,
there it is, right in the center.
I sat in his chair and barked out orders too today.
And when does the duck season start?
Saturday morning.
Oh, no kidding. I thought it was November.
Half an hour before sunrise in beautiful
nice and
Ellsbury,
damp,
Missouri.
Oh, that sounds so good. Cool.
Green Farm. I cannot believe that the season is here. And we're going to have a pre-duck celebration at John Carney's for Kids event Friday night. So I think there's still some tickets available for that. That'll be a lot of fun.
I imagine lots of tickets available.
You want to? No, they're not a lot of tickets.
No.
If you want to hear me blow my duck call, I'll be blowing it all night there. It's Lumiere.
I don't love that.
But,
that'd be a good way to raise money. If you give them those money, you'll stop blowing your duck call. Just
keep
going.
I will. I mean, if somebody really wants me to stop.
I can't imagine who would want to.
There'll be people that will probably say, hey, blow that duck call for a little while, and we'll put $1,000 in the bucket.
Yeah, that's the way it'll go. What's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. LONDOFF, Londoff.com. Come in. We love the AM and the PM crowd. And just admit, you like getting that man hug today for me.
All right, man hug's free.
All right, buddy.
Any test drive. All right, John, we'll send, all right, them, we'll send them to you. Thank you.
See you, Dan. See you.
Bye, John. Bye, John.
I'm safe out there, kids.
That was a pleasure driving that Silverado, too. Nice truck, to say the least. All right, break and come back. Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to see how many cars are on the roadways right now. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
All right, Dan. It looks like if you're traveling on eastbound 255 at the Jefferson Barracks Bridge, they've got the left lane down. Traffic is starting to back up now between Coke Road and Telegraph. You've got usual traffic on westbound 40 Kings Highway through McCausland. You're heavy now a little west of McKnight out through Ballas where they were working with an accident. That had the right lane blocked. They've cleared an accident on eastbound 44 at Jefferson. We do have westbound 70 traffic slowing down between the Earth City Expressway and Highway 94. Eastbound 270 is heavy midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through Highway 170. This traffic report is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. You now have three ways to become a millionaire with the Monopoly Millionaires Club Lottery game from Missouri Lottery. Get the details at playmmc.com and play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic reports when you need them. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Live and local. Depend on it.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4667. 6653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Landing, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Truck lovers, are you ready for the fall and winter months? Is your truck ready? Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the upcoming hunting season and harsh winter months that are just ahead. With a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you, Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need bed liners or lift kits, if your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance. Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles. 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is the place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes a great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Football season is here. Games, tailgating, and beer all go great with G&W Brats. Rams, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Whoever you cheer for, do it with a G&W Original Brat or their new Cheddar Bacon Brat. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Deerbergs, and Straub's or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit G&W Meats Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Years ago, the family doctor was someone who came to your home. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive. Your local Health Mart pharmacist knows you by name, not by refill number. Stop by your independently owned Health Mart pharmacy and see how the tradition of personal health care lives on. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here's a bright idea. Save 25% store-wide now at Metro Lighting, including most already reduced merchandise. Update that old dining room chandelier. Spruce up your bathroom lighting. Add a lamp or find a unique gift or accessory. Whatever your project, it's a great time to shop Metro Lighting with 25% off our already guaranteed prices. Metro Lighting, locally owned and operated and serving St. Louis for over 45 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. See stores for details. Some restrictions apply.
Research, price, find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy. It's a great way to get a Laclede cab, and that's the only cab you want in this town. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I've got an option for you today. I have a pretty good story to share, or I can do my jokes. So your call.
We'll take
your
the pretty call. Good story.
All right. So you guys know I just got back from Panama City Beach, Florida.
That's a great story.
Hey, that's
thank
all
you.
I've done. Oh,
that was better than I thought.
Well, that was good.
What?
Oh, he's not finished. He's finished. Sorry. Go ahead.
So on my last day, Friday, before I caught the plane to head back to St. Louis, I took a tour of one of the other state parks in the area, Helen State Park, I believe it's called, on the west end of Panama City Beach. And when I go on these trips, I usually have somebody that will accompany me and kind of show me around or whatever. So this guy I was with introduces me to one of the park rangers that was there at the park, and we chat for a little bit. And then there was a park volunteer, older gentleman, and introduced myself. And he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "St. Louis." He goes, "Oh, my gosh, I'm from St. Louis." So we talk a little bit about St. Louis. So that was pretty cool. We get talking a little bit more, and he says he describes where he lives, and he mentioned the neighborhood. He lives in my neighborhood. I said,
whoa.
"Holy cow."
Whoa.
I said, "So what street do you live on?" This guy lives the street behind me in the house directly behind me.
Oh,
how
come
about
on.
That?
That's, wow. That's a, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? What are the odds of that?
That is crazy.
So you guys having barbecue now this weekend or something?
Yeah.
Nah, he won't be back for another couple of months.
Well, you should go break in his house now. Now that you know he's in Florida.
Go root through his garage.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to show, isn't that the craziest thing? I know we didn't have a chance.
It's weird
to
and wild.
It's a small world after all.
Oh, yeah. Let's not think that, please.
Okay, we won't. Okay. No, good
so there
story.
You go. I know we have to go. We're out of time, but...
That's all right. We'll get the funny stuff tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. It's going to get crazy. Bill Cleveland, segment brought to you by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See you later.
Now, that is really freaky when that kind of stuff happens. Good feet. What do? Well, they don't sell shoes. That's a... Still, there are people that think it's a shoe store. It's not a shoe store. You get to keep your shoes. You have a favorite pair of shoes or boots, keep them. All that's going to happen is if Goodfeet ends up being the solution and the answer and the way you eliminate your pain, you put their inserts, their arch supports in your shoes. And for a lot of people, that is exactly what happens. They go in pain and they go out of there with a solution to the pain. And it's a simple arch support, or two, depending on the... I'll show you how it works. And all you have to do is show up. You don't need any sort of appointments. There are three in the St. Louis area. South...